Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the latest on the pack? Let's go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, time to bring in our guy. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Packers beat writer joins us throughout the week here on The Fan. And then he'll be on again Sunday night in Dallas after the Packers take on the Cowboys on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show with Tommy Wirtz and myself. Ryan Wood, there he is. How are we doing, Ryan?
I'm good, Sparky. I got to know, a little trepidatiously, 5 days after the fact, how's your temperature? You doing all right? Have you recovered from Sunday? How are we doing here?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Look, well, let's be honest, right? Let's be straight about this. We launched a brand new lineup on this station on Monday, man. I don't give a damn what happened in that Browns-Packers game on Sunday. I do not care, man. We are local 6A to 6P every day now with great shows, great producers, great content every day. And after where we were in August of 22, nothing was going to ruin this week for me, and nothing at all, Ryan Wood.
Well, you know how I feel, put it very simply, as it should be. Congratulations on that. It is nothing less than great to have you guys back full time.
You know, I am super excited. And, you know, that we have the morning show 6 to 9, obviously, with Josh Albrecht and Trevor Thomas, which is really good. 9 to noon with Kuhn. Of course, John Kuhn on the station now with Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Snide ended up in some hot dog eating competition challenge thing. Earlier today, how many hot dogs can Ryan Wood put down in 15 minutes? He put down 6-foot-long hot dogs in 15 minutes.
Six and 50. See, here I was thinking I could probably smash 10, but because I mean, here's the thing about me. I have a huge appetite since boyhood, since I was a kid. My grandfather used to watch me and say, "You have a hollow leg." So I've just always been able to eat, which when you get older and the metabolism goes, you find out real quick is not a good thing. You better be working
30.
Out. I've had to learn that lesson. But I'd like to say, I mean, I'd like to think I could get 10. Maybe my eyes are a little bit bigger than the stomach. Maybe we should say 8.
8-foot-long hot dogs in 15 minutes?
I can eat, man. I can smash.
That's bad.
I'm telling you. It's one of my skills. I'm not fond of it.
Yeah. Charlie! 8 and 15? I was impressed with Brandon with 6 and 15. 8 and 15?
I think if Brandon really put his mind to it, he could go with 8, too.
Here's the thing, too. I'm like, unhealthy type of competitive. So, like, if you tell me, like he got 6, I mean, I'm getting 8. Like, roll me away from the table. It wouldn't be good for me, but I'm getting 8.
Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette joins us. Follow him on Twitter. @ByRyanWood. All right, so injury updates here coming from Matt LaFleur today. So no Zach Tom and no Belton at right tackle. So what's next?
And probably no Aaron Banks, too. What's next? Sparky, how's your kick step? Are you able to maintain balance going backwards and have a strong anchor?
You know, let me tell you something. My kick step and my anchor, I would get bowled over by an eighth grader right now. So I don't think I'm ready for the pros by any stretch.
They might use you anyway because they are thin on that offensive line. I mean, they're going to be without likely two starters and probably their top option for a backup at right tackle. The good news is that they're playing the Dallas Cowboys without Micah Parsons. Right? I mean, the Dallas Cowboys defense without Micah Parsons gave up about 1 billion yards to Russell Wilson, who's now benched. So if ever there was a week where you had to pick, like, you never want this situation on the offensive line. They've got to get healthy there. But this would be the week against that defense.
So what is it going to be?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, because you get Kennard from the Eagles, he doesn't even start over Belton or play over Belton or over Morgan. And so is he actually going to start at right tackle now, or are they going to go with Banks, who they elevated from the practice squad?
No, it'll be Kennard. Let's do a thought experiment here. So it's going to be Rashid Walker at left tackle, Jordan Morgan at left guard, Elton Jenkins, who said this week that he played like poo. He didn't say poo, but he's going to be on one. He's going to be looking for some redemption at center. And then you've got Sean Ryan at right guard. You've got Darian Kennard, who I thought played awfully well for 15 snaps late against Detroit. I understand that Aiden Hutchinson was in his first game back from last year's season-ending in knee injury, but, like, he played pretty good, and you gave up a sixth-round pick for him to the Philadelphia Eagles because you wanted specifically to have depth on the offensive line. Now you are in this week where you need depth on the offensive line. I imagine he'll be your starting right tackle.
We were going to talk about this, and I don't remember. Is it on our rundown or not? Let me look at our rundown and see if this actually made the rundown or not. 3 o'clock. Actually, the next topic after you're done, we're going to talk about it. The question is going to be at 3 o'clock. I'll ask you, what's more important, a great performance from Josh Jacobs or Jordan Love in this game?
You know, here's what I think is most important. Can I think outside the box here?
Don't you dare tell me more important is a win and go that way. So I hope
No. I'll give you an answer. The most important thing is that this offense, and I mean every single week, showcases Tucker Kraft. That's the most important thing for this offense.
There you go, Ryan Wood. Charlie and I are with you, buddy.
I don't want to see any more of these four-target games, all right?
Right.
Tucker Kraft has played three games this season. He blew up against the Commanders, and he was basically invisible except for when they absolutely had to have it on that final drive against Cleveland. They finally throw it to him, and what does he do? He takes a check down 18 yards. I don't want to see any more of these four-target games for Tucker Kraft. He is their best weapon on that offense, and until they start throwing the ball to loosen up the defense that's loading the box, I don't know that much else matters when it comes to Josh Jacobs. He's going up against eight in the box all the time. The offensive line is completely beat up. Throw the ball to your best player every week. And I asked Tucker Kraft about this yesterday, and I preface the question with, maybe this is trauma from years of asking the same question to Aaron Jones. I don't know. But when you want what's best for your team, for your offense, when you want your offense to be its best, it's not selfish to say, yeah, I need the ball more, because you want the offense to be better. And by giving you the ball more, that is making the offense better. And he looked me dead in the eye and said, I think it is in our best interest to move the ball on offense that I touch the ball every drive.
There
you know what? He's absolutely right. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, but does Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love believe that? That's the more important, critical thing here. I agree with you. He needs to be the number one option on this offense on a week-to-week basis and then build everything around that. I mean, there's going to be some weeks where they're going to game plan and try and take him out as the season goes on, but he needs to be their Kelce, their Kittle. That's how this offense has to go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if only there was a blueprint, some tangible evidence and proof in this league that can work with the tight. Oh, wait, the Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowls with Travis Kelce as Patrick Mahomes' top target. George Kittle, who plays in Kyle Shanahan's offense, He never lacks for being featured. Kyle Shanahan's offense is very similar to Matt LaFleur's. Look at the Lions, right? Amon-Ra St. Brown, one of the top receivers in this league. It doesn't mean they don't throw the ball to Sam Laporta every single week. There's plenty of proof out there that you can function through a tight end.
And the other thing is the New England Patriots with Gronkowski and Hernandez early on. You could do that with Musgrave and Kraft. And even if you're going to say Kraft is Gronk, the Patriots never had a true one outside of Moss for that short time. Otherwise, they never had great wide receivers out there with Tom Brady, and they made it work. They cheated, but that's part of the reason. We only got like 30 seconds, Ryan Wood. Prediction for Sunday night.
Well, I learned a valuable lesson last week, Sparky. I will not go undefeated in my predictions this season. I had the Packers 31, the Browns 10, and I was humbled. So I'm going to take the Packers, take them 29-17. So I think it's going to be double digits, but I'm not overlooking any opponent from here on out. I'm not planning to go undefeated.
Ryan Wood, I'm rolling out the helmets, baby. My prediction comes later in the show. Rolling them out. It's going to be a butt-whooping. Ryan, thank you so much. We'll talk Sunday night after the game on the post-game show.
All right, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.